Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today about my research, Tarnished Plant Bug Infestations Influenced by Palmer Amaranth Impact Cotton Growth and Yield. For over a decade, Palmer Amaranth has been the most impactful weed affecting Georgia cotton production. The biological characteristics of Palmer Amaranth, including rapid growth, massive seed production, and great genetic diversity, all contribute to the challenge of managing this pest. In 2005, glyphosate resistance was confirmed in a Palmer Amaranth biotype, and since then, growers have been forced to adapt their management strategies for risk of losing their cotton crop. In 2015 and 2016, a high occurrence of damaged and aborted cotton terminals was noted within weed management trials at an on-farm research location, leading to a loss of apical dominance and the development of secondary vegetative branching, which is pictured on the right side of the screen. This was highly prevalent near large populations of Palmer Amaranth, and due to local observations, we determined that this injury could either be caused by the tarnished plant bug, whose 385 recorded hosts include cotton and Palmer Amaranth, or thrip species, who are reported to feed on cotton during the early growth stages. Significant research has noted that heavy feeding by both the tarnished plant bug and thrip species can result in terminal injury. Therefore, to determine the influence of damaged terminals at this location, further research was needed investigating the cause of the damaged terminals. To investigate the occurrence of damaged terminals at this research site, three experiments were conducted, beginning first with a field study conducted twice in Ideal, Georgia during 2017 and 2018. To quantify field observations, a laboratory bioassay was conducted twice in Tifton, Georgia, during 2017 and 2018, and a third field study looking at cotton proximity to Palmer Amaranth was again conducted twice in Ideal, Georgia, during 2018 and 2019. I'll begin with the methods and results of our system study. Our first objective was to determine if tarnished plant bugs, or thrips, are responsible for the damaged cotton terminals noted within weed management trials. And second, we wanted to investigate the influence of Palmer Amaranth on the occurrence of these damaged cotton terminals. Our first hypothesis was that tarnished plant bugs are responsible for the damaged cotton terminals noted within the seedling cotton. And second, more tarnished plant bugs and damaged cotton terminals may be recorded where Palmer Amaranth is present. Field studies were conducted in 2017 and 2018 in Ideal, Georgia. There's a large population of Palmer Amaranth present at this site, and since Amaranth and species are a favored host of the tarnished plant bug for feeding and reproduction, we wanted to look at the influence of Palmer Amaranth on the occurrence of these damaged terminals. Therefore, the experimental design was a split plot design. Weed management system represented the whole plot, where plots were either maintained weedy with a Palmer Amaranth population of 29 to 58 plants per meter square, or plots were maintained weed-free. At-plant insecticide seed treatment represented the split plot, with plots either treated with imidacloprid seed treatment or receiving no seed treatment. And supplemental foliar insecticide represented the split plot, with plots either receiving supplemental acephate applications 14 days after planting or receiving no supplemental acephate. Data collected included stand counts, thrips damage ratings, thrips population counts, damaged terminal counts, tarnished plant bug sweeps, and seed cotton yield, and the collected data was analyzed using the GLEMIX and regression procedures in SAS. So looking first at the progression of damaged terminals 21 to 42 days after planting, the percentage of damaged terminals is shown along the y-axis, with the increase in days after planting along the x. In both 2017 and 2018, significantly more damaged terminals were recorded where no seed treatment was utilized compared to when imidacloprid seed treatment was used. And it's important to note that imidacloprid seed treatments indicate activity against both tarnished plant bugs and thrip species. And in both 2017 and 2018, supplemental foliar insecticide applications did not statistically impact the occurrence of damaged terminals. Early season thrips feeding in seedling cotton has been recorded to result in damage in aborted terminals. Therefore, we wanted to look at the influence of thrips populations on the occurrence of damaged terminals at this site. Maximum thrips populations were collected 21 days after planting and are shown along the x-axis, with the percentage of damaged terminals shown along the y-axis. In 2017 and 2018, thrips population data was extremely variable. However, in both years, no relationship was detected between increasing thrips populations and increasing damaged terminals, which allowed us to rule these out as a Fripp's out as a causing agent at this location. Since Palmer amaranth is an attractive host to the tarnished plant bug and present in very high populations at this research site, we wanted to look at the influence of weed management system on the occurrence of damaged terminals, and therefore plots were blocked as either weedy or weed-free, which allowed us to account for the small plot size and the mobility of the insect pest. And it's important to note that plots were maintained weedy for the first 30 days after planting, after which glufosinate was applied to the study, and the entire study was maintained weed-free throughout the remainder of the season. So looking at the influence of weed management system on the occurrence of damaged terminals, the percentage of damaged terminals is again shown along the y-axis, with the weed management system shown along the x. In both 2017 and 2018, significantly more damaged terminals were noted within weedy systems, systems in which high populations of Palmer amaranth were present for the first 30 days after planting. This was compared to the weed-free systems where Palmer amaranth was never established in the study throughout the entire season. So during 2017 and 2018, tarnished plant bug populations, shown in number per 100 sweeps along the y-axis, were collected 24 to 49 days after planting. When collections began 24 days after planting, significantly more tarnished plant bugs were collected from weedy systems, systems, again, which had a higher prevalence of Palmer amaranth for the first 30 days after planting. And this was compared to no tarnished plant bugs collected from weed-free systems, systems in which no Palmer amaranth was present. The arrow indicates the point at which weeds were eliminated from the system in each year, after which tarnished plant bug populations began to decline, and no differences were noted in populations throughout the remainder of the season. Differences in populations collected indicate that tarnished plant bugs are attracted and can be collected from weedy pre-squaring cotton in systems where high populations of Palmer amaranth are present, also where a higher occurrence of damaged terminals will be noted. Cotton yield was collected from the site in 2017 and 2018 and is shown in kilograms per hectare along the y-axis, with the percentage of damaged terminals shown along the x. In 2017, as the percentage of damaged terminals increased, cotton yield decreased. However, in 2018, no relationship between increasing damaged terminals and decreasing cotton yield was detected. In order to quantify field observations, a laboratory bioassay was conducted in Tifton, Georgia during 2017 and 2018 using tarnished plant bugs collected from Palmer amaranth. Sample cups were filled with field soil, and a single cotton seed was planted in each cup, either treated with imidacloprid or receiving no seed treatment. Bioassay arenas were attached to each sample cup when cotton reached the cotyledon stage, and five tarnished plant bugs were added to each arena and remained on the cotton for 2.5 days. And after that 2.5 day time period had elapsed, the cages were removed and mortality was assessed. So looking at percent mortality along the y-axis, tarnished plant bug mortality and cotton mortality are represented along the x. Each black bar represents when imidacloprid seed treatment was utilized, and each red bar represents where no seed treatment was utilized. When imidacloprid seed treatment was used, tarnished plant bug mortality was 97% with a 7% cotton mortality rate. However, when no seed treatment was used, tarnished plant bug mortality was 37% with a 100% cotton mortality rate. Unfortunately, we were unable to replicate the damaged terminals noted in the field in our laboratory bioassay. However, we did observe the tarnished plant bugs on the cotyledon cotton, which is pictured on the left, and the picture on the right is representative of the cotton mortality noted with the two seed treatments. Based on the evidence provided in the previous field experiment of a relationship between tarnished plant bugs, Palmer amaranth, and the occurrence of damaged terminals, a third field experiment was conducted to investigate the impact of damaged terminals on cotton yield as influenced by their proximity to a weedy Palmer amaranth source. And my hypothesis for this cotton proximity to Palmer amaranth study was that damaged cotton terminals resulting in decreased cotton yield may be more prevalent in closer proximity to the Palmer amaranth source. The study was conducted again in Ideal, Georgia during 2018 and 2019 at the site of the initial damaged terminal observation. An experimental area was established within Delta Pine 1646 cotton. This area was 35 by 26 meter in 2018 and 46 by 45 meter in 2019. A 23 by 45 meter area of Palmer amaranth was allowed to naturally establish along the east edge of the field, which is pictured on the right. at a density of 29 to 58 plants per meter square, and damaged terminal counts were collected from within the cotton from 100 plants at the center of each of the 50 cotton rows. So looking at the occurrence of damaged cotton terminals in relation to their distance of occurrence from a weedy Palmer amaranth source, the percentage of damaged terminals is shown along the y-axis with the increasing distance from Palmer amaranth along the x. So moving away from the Palmer, the occurrence of damaged terminals decreased the further we got from the weedy Palmer amaranth source, further supporting the relationship between tarnished plant bugs and Palmer amaranth. This map represents the distribution of damaged terminals observed at the site in 2019. A total of 12,500 cotton plants were sampled and noted as either damaged, as in a damaged or aborted terminal, or not damaged. Each grid square represents 5 cotton plants and is shaded a different color from green to red to represent the number of cotton plants from within that square that had a damaged terminal. Although damaged terminals were present throughout the entire field, a higher occurrence of damaged terminals was noted as we moved closer to the weedy Palmer amaranth source. However, 56% of the cotton within the experimental area did note a damaged terminal. Cotton yield collected from the site in 2019 further supports this relationship. Yield is shown in kilograms per hectare along the y-axis, with the percentage of damaged terminals along the x. As the percentage of damaged terminals increased in 2019, subsequent cotton yield significantly decreased. This picture offers a visual representation of the yield gradient noted at the site in 2019 prior to harvesting. So prior to harvesting, we mowed down the Palmer amaranth source. However, the red arrow on the right side of the screen indicates where it was present throughout the entire growing season. Decreasing cotton yield was noted as the occurrence of damaged terminals increased as we moved closer to that weedy Palmer amaranth source. So in summary, for our system study, up to 10 times more tarnished plant bugs were collected from weedy systems, which noted up to 51% more damaged terminals. Thrips did not influence the occurrence of damaged terminals at this research site. However, imidacloprid C treatment did reduce the occurrence of damaged terminals up to 33% and increased tarnished plant bug mortality to 97% in our laboratory bioassay. Yield decreased up to 28% as damaged terminals increased in 2017. So returning to our objective and hypothesis, based on the data presented, we failed to reject our first hypothesis that tarnished plant bugs are responsible for the damaged terminals noted within seedling cotton, and we failed to reject our second hypothesis that more tarnished plant bugs and damaged cotton terminals will be recorded where Palmer amaranth is present. So in summary, for our cotton proximity to Palmer amaranth study, Palmer amaranth hosts the tarnished plant bug before movement into cotton, where feeding and injury to the terminals of young cotton can result in decreased yields. Returning to our objective and hypothesis, we again, based on the data presented, failed to reject our hypothesis that damaged cotton terminals resulting in decreased cotton yield may be more prevalent in closer proximity to the Palmer amaranth source. The implications for this research are that we must prevent heavy infestations of Palmer amaranth from establishing within cotton. Weedy environments are conducive to tarnished plant bugs and the occurrence of damaged terminals. And although technology allows us to use herbicides to remove weeds during the growing season, this should be avoided from not only a herbicide resistance management standpoint, but also an insect management standpoint. Therefore, efforts should be made to reduce additional influence on tarnished plant bug population levels by controlling these weedy sources. For future research, we hope to repeat the cotton proximity to Palmer amaranth study, investigating damaged terminal impact on yield. And at this time, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Yes, sir. So the question was, did I say if we should not use herbicides to control Palmer during the growing season? Is that correct? That is not what I meant. I said, that's not what I meant. What I mean is we shouldn't allow Palmer amaranth to reach these high populations during the growing season as they may bring in the tarnished plant bugs. We should, of course, use pre-emergence herbicides, residual herbicides, do what we can to control the Palmer amaranth during the growing season so we don't have to come in and just overspray post-emergence applications and potentially create more problems.